Hey there, welcome to this Truth Talk. I'm your host, Jessica Hoddle, and today we're going to be talking and answering this question, is skinny really the goal? On these Truth Talks, we have real, raw, and honest conversations about life, and today is no different. This is a real conversation and an honest conversation that I have with a lot of women, whether it's in the Spirit Soul Body Coaching Group that I run, in DMs on Instagram, which you can find me at Living Free, Living Healthy. And we talk about this idea, is skinny really the goal? And if you've ever talked with me, you probably know that I ask a lot of questions. And if you've been here for any length of time on the podcast, I ask a lot of questions to you to get you thinking deeper. And if you're new here, be prepared because today is full of questions. I'm so glad that you're here. It's still kind of the new year, you know, when this episode is releasing, we're in February, but it's still the new year where people are, I think, are still kind of excited about it being a new year, for as excited as we probably can be. But you know, the focus of weight loss and taking care of our bodies, I think is definitely more, there's definitely more awareness because, you know, 2020 wasn't our best friend. And this year it's just, okay, we're trying to get our stride back and get our feet down. And I kept asking myself, you know, is skinny really the goal? Because I know for some, you might be like, well, skinny is not my goal. But again, you're going to hear a lot of questions that I have for you today, a lot. You might want to head to the show notes after this so that you can really look and read them over. But when I began thinking about this, it was, okay, well, why do we chase the number? Why do we have all these feelings? Why does it derail us so much? And I just started out like, what is skinny really the goal? Is that our goal? Or is it something deeper that needs an answer? And let me say this right off the bat. I use the term skinny really loosely here, okay? Because skinny has a lot of meanings, a lot of different takes. I'm just saying skinny, and we'll put it in air quotations of what that means. And in my quest to kind of challenge this narrative and why we do these things, I wondered why and when the idea of skinny kind of became the goal. And I think we could probably say things like, well, social media has changed so much and, you know, magazines and what they push in headlines. I mean, headlines are everything, right? It gets us to click through. Maybe this episode title was something that you click through because you wanted to hear about it, right? We read something that triggers that internal response that we've talked about in past episodes where we want it to maybe make us feel a certain way. Now, are you ready for some questions? I began asking, okay, well, why does this seem like the ultimate goal? What's so appealing about it? And then I said, well, when did the idea of skinny become the object of affection for so many of us? And I have kind of been petite for most of my life. And when I went through my physical healing journey, my body started to change. I had gained weight. My hips got bigger. And let me preface this to say, like, no matter the size, every woman has had issues with the way their body has looked. I don't care what size you are. I don't care how small you are. I don't care if you're big. I don't care. I did a whole episode on stigma, on body types and body shaming and all of that. That is not what I'm talking about here. But for me, going back to this idea of skinny, of just realizing, why is it so important to us? Like, why is this the object of our affection? And that's why I said in the beginning was there has to be something deeper that needs an answer as to why we feel we need to be skinny. And, you know, when I asked myself the same thing, you know, when my body started changing, why does it matter to me how skinny I appear? Like, what did that mean for me? And a lot of that comes from disordered maybe eating or disordered as in how we see ourselves mentally of just pain and trauma and triggers and swinging one way or another from freedom. And there's a lot of, I know, tricky situations in there. But I mean, as you can tell already, I have a lot of questions surrounding the idea of skinny. Let me ask you some more. What does skinny mean? Like, what does that mean? Can you give it a definition? We crave things, we desire things that we don't even know we really want them. What is the cost of, again, I'm in quotations, skinny? How do we think it will solve our emotional turmoil surrounding our bodies? And these are honest questions that we should be asking ourselves when we desire this smaller, thinner body. What impact will being skinny have on my identity and influence in the world? I think the questions can continue to go on. And if you answer any of those questions, you might conclude that your body shape has nothing to do with what you want to experience or have in this life. Our body is really that external force driving a feeling we hope to experience internally. I think whenever, you know, another preface, I should say, whenever I talk about body weight loss, being healthy, all the things, I like to say this: we are called to steward our bodies well. Okay. I am not saying, so don't listen to what I'm not saying. I want us to move our bodies. Like, moving is a get to. Choosing to focus on foods that help us heal are a good choice. That these are get to choices. It is a spiritual discipline as much as it's a physical discipline. I'm not saying that we cannot strive to have goals to lose weight. Okay. I'm not saying that we can't have goals to lose weight. Let me say this. There's a lot in the diet culture and the beauty world where we say things like, you're beautiful just the way you are, which is very superficial in my opinion, but I'm also about accountability, right? I mean, what does that even mean to be beautiful just the way you are, right? I'm always being held accountable. Okay. Am I being spiritually disciplined as much as I am physically disciplined? Because I still have a body that's got to take me somewhere, right? So losing weight and wanting to lose weight and wanting to eat healthier foods and moving your body the way that it's designed and feels good. Yes, more of that, please. Wanting to take care of our bodies is not being self-righteous. I don't know where we get that idea either. But losing weight and wanting to have goals around weight loss, it's not ungodly, my friends. Here's the most important thing I want you to hear. It's who and what we honor our body with that matters the most. That's really the whole point of this episode. It's who and what we honor our bodies with that matters the most. Is it the desire to be skinny, or is it to find freedom with food, food fear, and guilt? Like, which maybe that's really the answer that you want, that you think skinny will solve. Is skinny our real goal, or is it the desire to experience and know the ultimate reward we seek is love? Again, is skinny our goal, or is it the desire to experience and know love? Is that the ultimate reward that we seek? Remember that there's always something deeper that drives us to make our choices, leading us to think that our actions will change us. I always say this as well. Our actions can change us, right? Like, we can do actions, but not for very long apart from what we're thinking. We cannot think and act separately for too long. We could put on a show, which is what we like to say, but we can't separate them. Our bodies and our brains, we can't do that. We cannot separate the spiritual, the emotional, and the physical apart from each other, because they all work together. And when we shut one down, we see how the other one operates. All of us desire change, right? We want change, but our bodies want to reject it and run when it comes to change. Have you ever noticed that? We're like, yes, change. We're all about it. Let's do this. Let's lose weight. Let's, you know, get healthy. And then when it comes to change and it doesn't happen as fast or as we thought it should, we go, no, I don't want it. Never mind, right? It's so weird, but our bodies have so many layers. And it's important we understand that our bodies and our brains have been programmed one way for so long. So when we do change, it is going to feel hard. And that's a whole other podcast episode for another time, but it will feel hard. And hard means hard and holy, right? We can do hard and holy together, because hard just means it's something new. You know, overwhelm might just mean that you have new things that you need to learn and it just feels really hard and there's too many things coming at you. So if you're learning how to move your body again, or learning what feels good, or the foods, or learning about foods, like, it's gonna feel hard. But I think the question remains, how do we have spiritual and physical discipline with our bodies while maintaining a steady heart not focused on our body's appearance? I have 5 questions that I'm going to ask you. Number 1, identify the reward you think you will have when you meet the quote unquote skinny goal. Does it glorify God or does it glorify you? Number 2, Do you invite God into your workouts? Have your faith and fitness collided? Number three, why do you think you are so bad, wrong, and not good? That's a good one. I think we should kind of pause for dramatic effects here. But I think we really need to know, why do we think we're so bad? You know, bad. Why is our body so bad? Why do we hate it so much? Why are we triggered to needing this desire to have skinny and to do all the things? Number four, how do you see the Father? Because how you view the Father will impact how you see yourself. Number five, how has your spiritual journey been changing your physical journey? Is your relationship with God changing how you show up in your physical body? I think that the enemy would love nothing more than for us to be focused on our body more than our mission, right? God has called us to a very specific time, purpose, and the things that he has called us to speak out on, to change the world with in his name. And with our body being the dwelling place for the Holy Spirit, the attacks are going to come. We see in James 4:7, it talks about submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So we submit to God first. We resist the devil, which is actively fighting against. So when we're resisting something, that means we are actively fighting against. So we're actively fighting against the devil and he will flee. This comes with our thoughts. He comes for our bodies and he comes from the very place that Christ dwells. So is skinny really your goal? Or do you maybe need to go back and answer some of those questions? I will have all the questions in the show notes below. Don't worry. So you can go back, reread them and answer them for yourself. But I do want you to know that this powerful truth is how you view yourself will always come down to how you view the Father. You cannot separate the Father and you because you're together. Now, you can, of course, be carnally minded. You can be spiritually minded. You know, being carnally minded in Romans talks about how it leads to death. To be spiritually minded talks about leading to a life to life and peace. We get to choose. He doesn't choose for us. But he's in us. So therefore, we're together. It's this communist relationship. But it takes time. It takes persistence. Is skinny really your goal? Or is there a deeper need that needs to be met or a question that needs to be answered? Thank you so much for listening to today's Truth Talk, all about the idea of being skinny. I pray it encouraged you and reminded you that God is for you and your good body. He is good. Your body is good. So before you go, if today's episode just inspired you, I would love for you to just take a moment to leave a rating and review. It helps people to discover what's the truth. It helps people to discover what this podcast is about and so that other women can subscribe and listen to the show as well. I read every single review and I see every rating and it blesses me so much. It's like a million hugs times a million. So thank you so much for taking your time. And I also do not want you to forget, we are in week 3 of the Know Your Worth Bible study at the time of this recording, doing it live through Zoom. And I'm sure I'll be doing another one in the future if you are listening to this at a later time. So no worries. If you're listening to this though, at the time of the release, head to the show notes below, get your free Know Your Worth study. And if you're not even doing the Zoom with us, still go grab your study. We're going to be talking about a better way to pray, how to study the Bible, what does it mean about on the cross, after the cross, and answering questions like, is God disappointed in you? All these things we're going to be talking about in this study together. Remember, challenge the way you think and you will change the way you live. Have you ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough? If so, then my book, Know Your Worth, is for you. It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, relationships, or finances. You will discover gems to apply to your own life as I take you through my journey of how I was able to overcome pain by realizing my worth wasn't tied into things or people, but God. In my book, Know Your Worth, I will show you how to stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain, how to refuse to settle for anything less than God's best for your life, and how to recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future. Go to jessicahoddle.com/books to get a copy of Know Your Worth today.